Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise your name here this morning. And everybody says amen.
Amen.
Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And we thank you, Lord, because forever thy word is settled in heaven. Now let that word be settled in our hearts even today. And glorify yourself in the message of the Lord. And as we go through the rest of the day, we commit everything into your hands, Lord. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now, this morning, my message, shape your future with God's word. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to be talking on shaping your future with God's word. Now, don't leave anything to chance. You know, I don't like chance. You know, I don't like anything being left to chance. You know, I want to know exactly what the Lord's going to do. Praise God. You know, so I'm going to start here. You know, I'm going to show you some attributes of God, and then we're going to see how we can, you know, emulate the Lord. You know, see how the Lord does his things and so forth. Now, let's start here. Now, that's shape your future with God's word. You know, shape your future. Don't leave your future to chance. Don't just say, ko sera, sera, whatever will be. No, that's not the way the Bible tells us or teaches us. We're going to find out in this message. So turn with me to Isaiah chapter 46. And I'm going to start at verse 10. I want to show you some attributes of God. How God declares the future. God always declares the future. God always says in advance the things that he's going to do. Now listen to this, Isaiah 46 and verse 10. He says, well, let me start at verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me. If you agree, you can say amen.
Amen.
Declaring the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure, saith the Lord. Now, that's what God does. God knows the end from the beginning. And not only does he know it, he actually declares it. Now, that's two different things. Not only does he know it, he actually declares it. He knows the future, but he also declares it ahead of time. So that he can say, look, I've told you before. And one of the things that the Bible says the Holy Spirit will do for us, when he comes, it shall show you things to come. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
That's what the Holy Spirit will do. He will show you things to come. Because God already knows everything that is to come. If you agree, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't know that God knows everything that is to come, then, like I always say, you don't know very much about the Lord. Because the Lord can never acquire any new knowledge. Amen, folks?
Amen.
God cannot learn anything new. If he did, he would cease to be God. God already knows everything that there is to know. He already knows the beginning. He knows the end. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, here's what he promised. He said in John chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that he shall speak. And he will show you things to come. And when the Holy Spirit shows you things to come, then you need to declare what he's already shown you. Amen. Jesus said, my Father has shown me one great work and ye marvel. You know, what are you going to do if my Father shows me even more than this? You know, so say the Son can do nothing except what the Father shows him. So when the Father shows him, he declares it. And God himself, he knows the end, but he also declares it. That's what he does. So God always declares, you know, the end, even from the beginning. You know, everything that God does, you see throughout the Bible. I don't have time to read all the examples in the Bible, but God, so many examples throughout this Bible, hundreds and hundreds of places where God always tells what he's going to do. He doesn't always just do it. He will tell them. You know, for instance, he can say, tomorrow, you go out against the army and so forth like that. Or he can say, you know, do this and do this. And even some one time he told Abraham, you know, 430 years clear in advance. You know, he told him, you know, before even Abraham had a child, he said, look, know of a surety that your seed, he didn't even have a child yet. God told him that. You know, he said, look, they will come into captivity in a nation. you know, and they would be tormented for 400 years. And afterwards, I will bring them out with a great hand, and then I will punish that nation. And so God always telling in advance. You know, now God has the ability to do that because he knows everything that's in the future, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and the word of God, when God speaks his word, it is settled. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So I'm laying a foundation here. Now listen, in the book of Psalms 119 and verse 89. Psalm 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven." Amen. Amen, folks. Let the word of God also be settled in your heart. And you not only settle, but declare it. And we're going to show you how you can use that word to change your future. Now, remember, also in the same chapter, Psalm 119, verse 105, the Bible says, "The word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So where you are standing, the word of God is, you know, making you to be in the light. And where you're going, the word of God is already making a light. The Bible says, you know, "Acquaint now thyself with the Lord and be at peace," you know, and so forth like that. "Draw close to him," and all that. "And the light shall shine upon thy ways." In the book of Job, we're told that. You know, so acquaint yourself with the Lord. Be at peace. The light will shine upon your ways. The light of God's word will shine upon your ways. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm going to show us some specifically some examples of how we can shape our future with the word of God. Now, remember what I said. You know, don't leave anything to chance. Your immediate, your intermediate, and your distant future, you can shape it all by the word of God. Amen. Amen. Immediate future, your intermediate future. Now, immediate future could be today, tomorrow. Intermediate could be a couple of months and a year and so forth. And even distant future, whatever it is, until the Lord comes. You know the word of God, and don't let the devil play ping pong with your life. You know, you shape your life with the word of God. Amen. Praise you in the name of the Lord. The reason most people are living a defeatist life is because they don't know how to use the word of God to shape their life, you know, and so forth. You know, I'm going to show you something here in the scriptures. You know, throughout the Bible, you know, men of God and so forth, they quote, you know, throughout the Bible, people quoted freely from the scriptures. And they would say, "As it is written," and so on, you know. And we're going to show you how to use that word of God, you know, to shape your future. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, let's begin to look at some of the things that we can do with the word of God. The first thing you must do, you must remember that word shall not depart out of your mouth. Now, that in the book of Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, God will give commandment to Joshua, and he said, "Look, let not this word depart out of your mouth." Not exactly out of your heart, you know, but out of your mouth. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth." That means you must speak the word of God. You know, it's not just sufficient for you to know it, but you must declare it. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And in the book of Isaiah 8 and 20, we are told, "To the law and to the testimony." If they don't speak according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. So we see that the Bible tells Joshua, he told him, "This book must not depart from your mouth." So let's go back to Joshua 1, 8 and 9. I said, "But you must, you know, diligently. You must diligently meditate upon it day and night. And you must observe to do all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success." Amen. Amen. And verse 9 says that, look, in the same way, you know, that God has given him this commandment. Say, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Amen. Amen. Now, what was he commanded? He said, "Let not the word of God depart from your mouth." In fact, I'm reminded there is a scripture here in the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. He said, look, don't say who is going to go to heaven and bring Jesus down. Don't even say who's going to bring him up from the grave, because he's no longer there. Amen. But what does the word of God say? in Romans 10 and 8, he said, this word is in your mouth. The word is near you. It is in your mouth. It is in your heart and so forth like that. But it's the word of faith which we preach. And you must know how to use it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus himself. I'm going to give you the example of Jesus first. And then show you some things that which you must do. Jesus himself, he used the word. You know, and he used that word to encourage himself and to believe the word of God. You know, you say Jesus did that, sure. In the book of John chapter 2 and verse 19, Jesus, and many other scriptures, you know, so, but I'm just going to quote one because of time. Jesus would say things like this: you destroy this temple, that's right, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, so before he went to the grave, he was already predicting his resurrection. And the devil will come to him and say, you know, you're going to be killed. You know, and you're not coming out of that grave. And Jesus will declare, in 3 days, hallelujah, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so shall the Son of Man be beneath the earth. And in 3 days, I will raise again. Hallelujah. You know, so he was predicting and prophesying his future. You know, and he wouldn't let the devil, you know, chime on him and so forth about, you know, anything like that. And he always stayed with the word of God. And he used that word always and so forth like that. And of course, he told him, and everything that he did was to line up with the word of God. Now, I want to tell you something about the power of the word of God. The word of God is eternal. Now, what that means is this. Now, that's not just some rhetoric. You know, let me explain exactly what that means. That means, you know, if that word worked for somebody 1,000 years ago, it will work for you today. Amen. And you can quote the scriptures. In fact, I do it all the time in my life. You know, I'll be praying and I'll say, as it is written. Praise the Lord. You know, and you know, I use the scriptures all the time for my benefit. You know, because I know that God is bound by his word. Hallelujah. And you can use the word of God to your benefit at any time. You know, and so on. So, throughout the scriptures, you know, and I'll give you an example of the universality of the word of God. And even how God's word can be so great and cover, you know, generations. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, here is something that I want to read to you. You know, some of you may not know this, but let me read it to you here. You know, the Bible says that in the book of Hosea, chapter 11, and verse 1. You know, this says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Now, we know the story. I mean, in the book of Genesis, you know, God prophesied this thing to Abraham ahead of time. And then we find out that, you know, Joseph went down to Egypt and all that story and so forth. And later on, you know, a new Pharaoh rose up that didn't know Joseph. And after Joseph brought his family, they began to be, tormenting them and so forth. And they went into captivity for many, many years. You know, but in the book of Exodus, the first few chapters, God decided to bring them out. You know, so, and God told Pharaoh, Israel is my firstborn. If you don't let him go, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do some things to your own firstborn and so on. So we know that story. You know, so this story right here, I mean, this thing that we are reading here, you know, that Hosea said, he said, look, this is what God did. He said, look, Israel, when he was a child and so forth, I loved him. You know, he went down to Egypt and so forth, but I called him out of there, you know, and so on. You know, so we know that, you know, that actually did happen because God did call Israel out of Egypt. How many of you know that story? How many of you know the story of how God called Israel out of Egypt through the hand of Moses? If you know that story, say amen. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. You know, so I want you to know that actually did happen. You know, so, but I want to tell you also that in the story of Jesus, when Jesus was born, you know, there was a story of, you can read the first couple of chapters of, of Matthew and many of these other chapters, you know, and so forth. You know, now let me read to you here in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 13. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. And be there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek, you know, the child, you know, the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and he departed into Egypt. And he was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Now, folks, that scripture was already fulfilled. God had already called Israel out of Egypt. What Hosea was saying was in the past. But yet this scripture is saying that Jesus, when he was a young man, was also taken to Egypt so that that same scripture might be fulfilled. Yes. Something that was already fulfilled. That's the universality. That's the how God's word is eternal. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Generations have passed and God is still saying that it might be fulfilled. Now, folks, let me tell you something. If you understand and catch this revelation today, you can quote any scripture, anything in the Bible, any promise of God, and you say, as it is written. Amen. And you quote in your prayer and God will fulfill it for your life. Amen. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. So I have more examples to give, but I'm going to just leave that there for the sake of time. And so we see that, you know, that word of God spanned many generations. And, you know, you can see the dual fulfillment there. Even though physically, at that time, God called Israel out of Egypt. But now, spiritually speaking, and again, physically, Jesus went down to Egypt. And God is saying, so that he can fulfill that scripture, which was already fulfilled. So at any point in time, that scripture, the word of God can come alive if you know how to use it. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up and said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel and so on. That in the last days I'll pour out my spirit on my own flesh and so forth. Look, you know, if the Lord begins to move right now, and the Holy Spirit begins to be shared, you know, abundantly abroad like he did in those days, somebody can stand up and quote that same scripture. Amen. I said, because the Lord said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit among all flesh. And his scripture will still be true. Even though Peter was referring to it 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. And not only that, we can use that word to challenge God. We can stand right here today and say, Lord, you said that in the last days. And remember, Peter quoted it already, but that doesn't bother God at all. You can today quote the same scripture and say, Lord, you said that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And then you can begin to move the hand of God and God will do it. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise ye the name of the Lord. So the Lord, you know, it's incredible how God does these things. Now let me tell you a story here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. And see how God begins to show Ezekiel how to use the word of God in prophecy and so forth to bring about God's purpose. You know, so we're going to look at that and I'm going to show you some promises in the Bible that you can use to shape your future. Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Ezekiel chapter 37. And some of you may know this story. Now, in this story, God took Ezekiel and showed him a valley that was full of dead bones. And the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel and said, you know, he caused me, verse 2. He said, let me start from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley and they were very dry. And then he said unto me, son of man, what seest thou? You know, he asked him. He said, can these bones live? The Spirit of the Lord asked him, can these bones live? These dead bones, dry bones, and so forth. The skeletons that have been here for years. Can they live again? And this man said, well, you know, the guy was smart. He said, well, Lord, thou knowest, because he's not going to put his foot in his mouth. So he told the Lord, thou knowest, whatever, you know. So the Lord said unto him, sure, I know. And he told him what to do. He said, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, the Lord did not need to engage Ezekiel in this drama. You know, this is here for our benefit. The Lord did not need to engage him at all. The Lord could just make the bones rise up. He could do that. He didn't need to engage Ezekiel at all. But God is showing us this for a reason. And look at the stages here, which is what I want to point out. God said to him, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, that's the one thing that you should do for your life. Amen?
Amen.
If there is any area in your life that is dry, if there is any area of your life that is barren, if there is any area in your life where you are not successful, you should be able to use the word of God to prophesy to that dryness in your life. Hallelujah. But you must prophesy to that section of your life and your future using the word of God. You must say, hear ye the word of the Lord. You can say to your future, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, let's read further and then you will understand. And he told him, he said, hear the word of the Lord. He said, my, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Now, see how God is predicting what he's going to do? He's prophesying what he's going to do. He didn't have to do that. He didn't just let the bones live already. Why tell us that you are going to do this and so forth? But that, there's a pattern to it. God is teaching us something. There is something about the word of God that God wanted Ezekiel and you and I to learn. You know, when you begin to know how to use the word of God and so forth and declare the word of God, it will begin to come to pass. Amen? He says, look, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. And I will put breath in you, and ye shall live, and so forth. So I prophesied, in verse 7. Ezekiel prophesied as the word of the Lord commanded and directed him. And when I did, he said, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Amen. Now, if Ezekiel had not prophesied according to the word of the Lord, those bones would have remained dead. But Ezekiel was given a secret. He said, look, you're not going to be able to resurrect or repair this breach in your life that is dead, but except by the word of the Lord. The only thing that's going to bring the life back into these dead bones or this dead area in your life is going to be the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he said, I beheld, and lo, the sinews came, and the flesh upon them, and the skin covered them from above, you know. So, but he was in stages, see. And then there was no breath. He looked at it, the flesh came back, but still there wasn't any breath. You know, even though the flesh came back, there still wasn't any breath. And then the Lord said unto him again, prophesy unto the wind. Hallelujah. You know, God, he knows how to do all these things, but you must follow how God is leading you, you know. Say, look, we've brought the bones back with the flesh and the sinews and so forth, but still they don't have any breath. So God said, okay, fine. You know, tell the wind, prophesy to the wind and say, you know, thus said the Lord, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me. So you begin to see how God was directing him in stages. At one time, you know, you can read about it in John chapter 11. One time Jesus, he went to the grave of Lazarus. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. And they were told that the man, he came forth, but he was still bound with the grave clothes and so forth, you know. And then Jesus said, loose him. So you can see the stages of how God begins to walk. You know, one time he was dead. Another time the word of God came and brought him out, but still he was bound. And then the word of God came again and said, loose him. Amen.
Amen.
The word of God, he proceeds, like it's progressive. You know, how he does it. You know, and the same thing, he's teaching Ezekiel here progressively. First, prophesy unto the diamond. First, he said, can these bones live again? Well, you better know that the word of God is able to bring life. Amen. That's the first thing. You must have a confidence in God's ability to restore. I will restore, saith the Lord. The years that you have lost in your life. Some of you say, well, you know, I've struggled, you know, for years and I can't make ends meet and so forth. And I'm way behind where I should be in life. God said, I will restore, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But first, you must know that God is able to do that.
Yes.
And then after you know that, you are going to be able to use the word of God to shape the rest of your life.
Yes.
Now, there are times when God tells us to, you know, remember, you know, the things of old. Only so you can remember the things that God has done for you.
Yes.
you know, and use that to strengthen yourself for the present. You know, like David, he said, look, I remember God delivered the lion and the bear, you know, into my hand and so forth. So God will also deliver this uncircumcised Philistine into my hand. Amen. And he used the word of God. He said, I will slay you. I will cut off your head. And he declared what he was going to do, and then he did it. You know, and so on. You know, so, but most of the time, God doesn't want us dwelling in the past. He doesn't want you dwelling in the past. Most people are always dwelling in the past. You know, they're always dwelling in the past. There are regrets. There's this and that. You cannot do anything about yesterday. It's already gone. Praise the Lord. You can't do anything about last year, last month, whatever. It is gone. You cannot do that. You can't do anything about it. Get your hand off that rewind button, say the Lord. Amen. That's right. You say he said that? Absolutely. Look at Isaiah chapter 43. And he said exactly to that to him. Isaiah 43. Turn with me, if you will. And let me read to you from verse 18. Remember ye not the former things. Forget it. Get your hand off that rewind button. You know, don't continue to be thinking about the past and so forth. Forget all that and so forth. Consider, you know, not the things of old. Never mind yesterday. It's already gone. Behold, I will do a new thing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And it shall spring forth. And shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Do you know, folks, that you can use this very scripture in the Bible? You know, when things are hard for you, when there's no way anywhere, you can say, you can prophesy to your future. Hallelujah. You can begin to say, let there be a way for me right now. Because it is written, I will make a way in the wilderness. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, God gave the word, and great is the company that publishes it. God, you know, when he allows you to speak, when you unite with God's word, and you speak that word, never mind how God's going to do it. God knows how he's going to do it. Amen. Amen, folks. Now, God has all these angels. They're called ministering spirits. And he can call one of them and say, hey, I want you to go down there and make sure that thing that my son just declared comes to pass. Amen? Amen, amen, folks? Yeah. You say he does that? Absolutely. You know? But if you are not declaring anything, then those angels, they have nothing to do. Most of the time, they are bored. You know? So, you put them to action and begin to use the word of God and so on. You know, don't worry about what's already passed. Get your hand off of that rewind button. You know, you can't change the past. You can't do anything about it. You know, but begin to mold your future by the word of God. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, when you wake up in the morning, what should you do? The Bible says, you know, one time God, you know, he confronted Job in the book of Job 38 and verse 12. God asked Job a question. He said, look, have you commanded the morning since your days? Well, you know, folks, do you know how to command the morning? Can you command the morning? Absolutely. You use the word of God. Amen. Amen. Amen, folks. You wake up in the morning and say, as it is written in the book of Psalm 118 and verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And you say, I command this morning and I command this day to bring me joy and gladness. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Look, you must take charge of your future. Don't leave it to chance. Don't leave your future to chance. Take hold of it. Amen. Use the word of God. Command the morning. The best time, folks, to order the day is in the morning. Don't wait until things have already gone haywire. And then you'll be running helter-skelter like a chicken whose head is cut off. That's too late. You know? Go in the morning, in the wee hours of the morning. You get up and say, hallelujah. He said, today was made for me. Hallelujah. And I command the morning. I command the wings of the morning to bring me good tidings only. Hallelujah. I declare and decree that my ears shall hear no evil report today. Amen. Because my heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. That's right. You use the word of God, say, it is written. Hallelujah. Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I say, because my mind is stayed on thee today, you will keep me in perfect peace, O Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling today. Amen. You begin to use the word of God. Has thou commanded the morning since thy days? And you cause the day spring to know its place? People, that's very deep. I don't have time to go into all of that. But if you know how to use the word of God, You can command some things and begin to shape your future. And that's what you should do. Don't leave your future to chance. Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Let's look at some of the other things that you can do with the word of God. How you can command and shape your future. Look, if you are sitting in darkness right now, that means, you know, you are confused. You know, because of what has happened the last few years in your life or the last few months or whatever. And you are confused and you don't know what the future holds. Well, you know, here's one thing that you can do. You know, there is nothing you can do about the past years. But there is something you can do about your future. And what you can do about your future is you can declare the word of God into your future. Amen. You can begin to prophesy the word of God into your future. And you can begin to say, you know, the Lord has said in the word that the people that sit in darkness have seen a great light. And you can say, I cannot sit in darkness because the word of the Lord says that they that sit in darkness have seen a great light. And let the light shine upon my ways. Amen. And God will begin to shine upon your way. Look, if you know how to use the word of God, God is bound by his word, folks. Now, you must know how to declare what God says about you and what God has said in his word, not what you think. Amen. Hello, are you still with me, folks? Not what you think, but what God has said. Hallelujah. It is what God has said that will stand forever, because forever his word is settled. So if you know how to use his word, listen to this in Deuteronomy chapter 28. I mean, there are many blessings in the first 14 verses that you can, you know, declare for yourself. You know, you can declare it for yourself at any time and just use it to shape your future. These are the promises of God. Of course, there is a condition that says, well, you must diligently hearken to the word of the Lord. You know, you must do that. You cannot just, you know, expecting God to do all of these things if you don't pay any attention to God's word. But if you pay attention and you love his word, he says, look, all these blessings shall come upon thee and they shall overtake thee. Amen? Amen. Blessed shall thou be in the city. Amen. And blessed shall thou be in the field. Now, so you can begin to use this to shape your future. You can say, it is written, blessed shall I be in the city, and blessed shall I be in the field. You can say, it is written, blessed shall be the fruit of my body, and blessed shall be the fruit of my ground, the fruit of my whatever, you know, all of this, in my the work of my hands and so forth. God has already said, will be blessed. Blessed shall be my basket and my store. Amen. Now, basket, now I remember I told you at the beginning of this message, I said you can shape your immediate, your intermediate, and your distant future. Now, basket is for now. Store is for future. Amen. Amen, amen, folks. Amen. Basket is, you eat out of the basket right now. But the storehouse is for later. But God will give you both for now and for later. Amen. Amen. The Lord will bless your basket right now. That's your immediate future. And he will also make provision for your distant future. Amen. Amen. He will give you in your storehouse. Hallelujah. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in and when thou goest out. So you can begin to declare for yourself at the beginning of the day. You say, Lord, I'm going out this morning and I will be blessed. And I command the blessings to attend my way. Amen. Amen. Look, these are not just words. But I tell you, words are powerful, folks. The Bible even says that even the power of death and life are in the tongue. You know, so if you know how to use it, a man is ensnared by the words of his mouth. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 2. If you know how to use the word of God, you know, you can begin to shape your future. You can begin to quote these things and say, the Lord shall cause my enemies that rise up against me to be smitten before my face. Amen. Amen. They shall come in one way and they shall flee before me seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon me in my storehouses and all that I set my hand to do and so forth. And the Lord shall bless me in this land. Amen. Praise God. Now, some of you came from Africa and various places to be here in the United States. And you wondered, well, you know, maybe I should have stayed there. Maybe I made a mistake and so forth. Well, maybe the Lord, you know, and so the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If God could bless you there, he'll bless you even more here. Amen. Praise God. No matter where you are, the Lord will bless you. The land in which he brought you, you know, he will bless you there. Praise God. But you must declare and you must know the word of God. And you must begin to use these scriptures and so forth. The Lord shall, you know, open unto you his good treasure. And all of these things that are in these verses, begin to declare them for yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you rightly know how to use the word of God, you will find that these blessings will overtake you. The Bible says they will overtake you. You know, and wherever you go, mercy and goodness will follow you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you must know how to do that. Listen to this also in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 9. These are things that you can use to construct your day. And you can use to construct and shape your future. And don't leave your future to chance. You know, here's what the Lord said in Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 9. The Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thy hand. That's what he said. Amen. So on your job or whatever it is you are doing, the Lord will make you to be successful.
Amen.
And then you must declare this word. You say, it is written, the Lord will make me to be plenteous in every work of my hand. Whether I am in doing business, whether I am in whatever it is, you know, my land, my cattle, you know, well, cattle and land and all those things. That's what those people used to deal with. Whatever it is that you are involved with today, the Lord will make you to prosper. Amen. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, and at any time, you can always quote the scripture that said, the thoughts of the Lord towards me are for good. The Lord will always rejoice over me for good. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now listen to some more promises that you can use to shape your life. Isaiah chapter 54. Let me read the first four verses out of Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren, and thou that is not bare, break forth into singing, and cry aloud, thou that is not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the, you know, is there any area of your life that is barren? Sing for joy. Amen. Enlarge the place of your tent. You know, don't think small. Think big. Praise the name of the Lord. And let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your cages, your stakes, and so forth. You know. We'll talk more about that in a future sermon. You know, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Thy seed also shall inherit the Gentiles, and so on and so forth. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither shalt thou be confounded. For thou shalt not be put to shame. Now, when you hear of any report and so forth that is about to, you know, cause your heart to fear, you should say, I will not be afraid. Because the Bible says, fear not. For it is written, I will not be put to shame. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, listen to this also. Let's jump some of the verses, and I will just skip down to verse 11. Verse 11 of Isaiah 54. O thou afflicted, tossed with the tempest and not come. You know, there are some of you in here today that are afflicted. Well, for whatever reason. The Bible says, if any man is afflicted, let him pray. But I also say to you by the word of the Lord, if you are afflicted, use the word of the Lord to shape your life. Amen. Amen, folks. Use the word of the Lord to shape your life. Praise God. Because the word of the Lord, the Bible says, is the sword of the Spirit. I will lay thy stones with fair colors. And I will lay thy foundations with sapphires. I will make thy windows. Now, beautiful things. We begin, you know, I can, you know, the song we sang, it said, I can see things turning around for my good. You know, because of the word of the Lord that you will begin to use in your life, great things will begin to happen in your life. Amen. And he will take, you know, all of these, your borders, pleasant stones and so forth. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children. Amen. I love that. Is there any parent in the house that loves that? Amen.
Amen.
If you love it, shout amen.
Amen.
Great shall be the peace of thy children.
Amen.
This is what the Bible says.
Amen.
And don't let the devil tell you otherwise. Hallelujah. The devil didn't give you those children. The Lord gave them to you.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord that you pronounce upon those children, you know, when you pronounce the word of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord will come to pass in their lives. Amen.
Amen.
In righteousness shall thou be established.
Amen.
And thou shalt be far from oppression.
Amen.
For thou shalt not fear.
Yes.
And from terror.
Amen.
Because he will not come near thee.
Amen.
Behold, verse 15 of Isaiah 54. they shall surely gather together. No, it's not maybe they'll gather against you. Don't worry about it. They will gather together against you. There is no perhaps, maybe. They surely will. Because the enemy will stir up hatred and different things against you and so forth. They will surely gather together against you, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against you shall fall for thy sake.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's already there, so you don't even need to worry about it. Praise the Lord. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. You say, well, you know, on your job and so forth, they put accusations against you on the job and so forth. Every tongue that shall rise up against you, thou shalt condemn. Amen.
Amen.
This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, talking about your children. Wow. Listen to this. Psalm 115. Let's read verses 13 to 15 of Psalm 115. And let's see how great things God has promised. Verse 13 of Psalm 115. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both great and small. The Lord shall increase you more and more, and your children. Amen?
Amen.
The Lord shall increase you more and more.
Amen.
You and your children.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can begin to shape not only your future, but the future of your children by this word.
Amen.
I say, Lord, it is written, you will increase me. And as you are increasing me, you will also increase my children.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You will make their life to be prosperous. And great shall be their peace. Amen. Begin to shape your future, shape their future. You know, the patriarchs, they shape the future of their children by the word of God. You know. Amen.
Amen.
Jacob, you know, when he was 140 something years old, he, you know, said, you know, Joseph brought his two kids and so forth while he was in Egypt. And he said, bring them close. Let me bless them and so forth. And he blessed them and he did all that and so on. You know, and he shaped their future. He's whatever he spoke. He said, look, the elder shall serve the younger. Basically, the younger will be greater. And everything he said. And he began to pronounce upon those his 12 children. Begin to pronounce some things. And God, you know, watched over that word. Amen. So, folks, be careful what you say to your kids. Amen, folks.
Amen.
What you must say to your kids is the word of blessing.
Amen.
The word of blessing is what you must say to them. Because those words are powerful. Praise the Lord. You tell them how great they will be. Amen. Praise God. And if you have kids, you know, better give them some good names. Amen. Don't give them some useless names that mean nothing. Tell them how great the Lord is going to be in their lives. Amen. And prophesy into their lives by giving them a name that means the greatness of God. Amen. And you begin to see how those things will come to pass in their lives. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, turn with me, and I'm going to close with this scripture. Isaiah chapter 55. This is something, this is a promise that every one of us can use every single day. And I want you to take this word and use it to shape your future. And here is what it says. Let me start from verse 8, just to give you a background. The Lord said, look, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Everything that you think, you know, that's not necessarily the way that God is going to do it. You know, one time one man, you know, in the book of John chapter 5, I'm sorry, he wanted, you know, 38 years waiting for the moving of the water and so forth. You know, and he was focused on that water, but that's not how God wanted to do it. And he said, look, and when Jesus said, will thou be made whole? Would you want this, your situation to change? The man said, of course, but that thing that's going to bring the change in my life, I cannot attain it because somebody gets into the water ahead of me. And Jesus said, no, you know. So most of the time, people are so narrowly focused. You know, they have this tunnel vision of what they think God is going to do or how he's going to do it. Never mind that. His ways are not your ways. Hallelujah. The man thought that his healing was going to come from the moving of the water, but Jesus had a different idea of how he was going to be healed that day. Amen. Amen, folks.
Amen.
And you know the end of the story. That man was healed without getting into the water at all. So don't think that there's only one way that God can do your solution. You'll bring solution to your problem, you know, your situation. You know, you say, my ways are not your ways. The heavens are higher than the earth, even as high, you know, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, no, when it comes down, that's it. You know, it's not going back there, you know, and so forth. But it does some things, it has some purpose, and it gives rain and so forth, seed and all this. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. Amen? Now, if you know that the word of God shall not return unto you void, you can say a bigger amen.
Amen.
But it shall accomplish that which I please, saith the Lord, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So you can begin to use that word. Now, listen to this. Verse 12. I love the scripture. You know, and you can use this scripture in your life to shape your life at any time. For ye shall go out with joy.
Amen.
And ye shall be led forth with peace. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills, which are normally roadblocks, which are normally challenges and things that are difficult for you to overcome. But in this case, God is changing your story. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills will begin to break forth before you into singing. Hallelujah. And all the trees of the field shall celebrate your success. Hallelujah. All the trees of the field shall clap their hands for you. Hallelujah. The mountains and the hills. You can say in your, you can say in the morning when you wake up, say, today I'm going to go forth with joy. I'm going to go out with joy. And the day shall bring me peace. Hallelujah. Mountains, hills, fruitful trees, and all cedars, and everything else shall break forth into singing around me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And all the trees of the field, that's like people. People will line up to celebrate your success. Amen.
Amen.
They will line up. Thank you, Jesus. They will, God knows how to arrange these things. All you have to do is believe it and begin to declare it. Begin to use the word of God to shape your life. You say, God, look, when you are looking for a job and so forth, if you believe this word and you begin to use it, God will line up people to do this thing for you. You know, people will do things so you say, I don't know why I'm doing this. Have you ever heard that? I heard it so many times. So, well, I don't know why I'm doing it. That's why I know why you're doing it. Amen. Because the angel of the Lord is making you do it. That's right. They may not know, you know, and so forth. You know, but while men sleep, the Bible says God seals instruction in their hearts. Even unbelievers. God will seal instruction in their heart. One time he told, you know, Pharaoh and Abimelech and so forth down there. He said, you know, and the man was an unbeliever. He said, you better restore Abraham, his wife. And he'll pray for you because he's a prophet, you know. And the man said, wow. Abraham, why did you do this to me? Why did you tell me it was your sister and so on? You know, and all that. You know, God talked to the man even in his dream, even though he wasn't necessarily, you know, a believer and so on. You know, but God made him do what God wants him to do, you know, and so forth. So God will line people up. Amen.
Amen.
To bring favor your way. Amen.
Amen.
They will clap their hands for you. And listen to how God will change your story. Instead of the thorn, there shall come up a beautiful tree. Amen.
Amen.
And instead of the briar are like thorns and things that are, you know, don't, you know, worthless trees. There's going to come the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. How many of you believe that? You can say hallelujah. Stand up to your feet here this morning, and let's begin to shape our future with the word of God. The Bible says, ye shall go out with joy, and ye shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall celebrate your success. They shall clap their hands for you. Amen. Even the ground will sing under you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. But you must begin to know how to command the morning. You must begin to know how to command and shape your future. Don't let your future go to chance. Don't just sit down and by wishful thinking think that you, no, wishful thinking is not going to do it. Begin to declare the word of God. Begin to say what God said. Jesus said it himself. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll raise it up again. And he began to say that word. He began to quote that word. Hallelujah. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And sure enough, when they put him in that grave, he blasted out of there. Hallelujah. Praise God. The grave could not hold him down. And you can say the same thing. You know, and I'm declaring this for myself. Death cannot hold me down. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. For it is written, we which are alive and remain. Hallelujah. Shall not prevent those who are falling asleep. You know, God bless those who are falling asleep. But the rest of us, we are going in a blaze of thunder. Say amen. Praise God. Do you believe that? Is there somebody in the house that believes that the Lord is coming soon? Praise God. You know, praise God. The Lord is coming and we're going, you know, we're going in them chariots of fire. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I want you to begin to declare the word of God. Lift up your hands, everybody, and begin to declare the word of God into your life. You know, this is something you're going to do for yourself. This is not something somebody is going to do for you. I'm not going to do this part for you. You're going to do it. You will shape your own life. You will shape your own life with the word of God. Begin to speak the word of God into your life. If there's an area in your life that is contrary, that is not according to word of God, if there's an area in your life where you are backward, where you should have been further along than you are, begin to speak the word of God into your life and begin to say, the Lord has said, I will be the head and not the tail. The Lord will make me to be above only and not beneath. And begin to declare that word into your life. Now, folks, parents, for your little children that may not understand this scripture and these things, you must declare the same thing over their lives. But for every one of them that can do it by themselves, that have grown to an age of understanding, they can do it by themselves. But for the younger children, the parents need to be declaring the word of God and speak it into their lives. Speak the word of God into their lives. And even sometimes some of the older children, they still need to hear the word of God. Speak it into their lives. Hallelujah. Ye shall go out with joy, and you shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise and give you all the glory, Lord. There shall nothing hold your people back in Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord a hand clap, everybody here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.